yet again, friends, for episode, what is it now? I always fuck, I never look it up. I never look it up.
Our fans know.
I think it's like 15, 16?
Let's call it that.
Sure.
Sweet 16.
Well, now, cute. Of the Safe Word Podcast, yes, friends, we're back. Yours truly, Kevin Goatee's back with his trusty fellow blonde-haired, blue-eyed Aryan member, Monica Vita.
Oh, thank you. You just made me sound like a pickup truck.
Folks, she's a seventy-four. She needs some work. She needs some body work. Maybe a new overhaul. You know, some new tires.
Check that chassis.
She's some touch-up paint, some spots, guys. She's been around. She's reliable, but she's been around. All right, need to take care of her.
How's the tailpipe?
Those are some highway miles,
that's
too, guys.
Still okay.
City miles. Sitting next to Monica is Alan Finn, everyone.
Hey, what's up?
And yeah, that's right. And rounding it out, of course, Marissa Smith.
Hey, guys.
It is March, the end of March, and it's still fucking cold outside.
30 degrees, yeah.
Oh, my God. Snow a week ago. And
I'm fine with this weather.
Fuck that shit.
I'm so fine
that's
with this.
That's because you're Russian.
See, hold on a minute.
This
now,
is not Siberia, it's okay.
This is where my superpowers come into play.
No, you and Victor Boder, like, this is like summer to me. This is no big deal. Victor's walking around. I shit you not. And it was like 20 degrees. We're walking around the Lower East Side, like a burial of the lightest weighted jacket. He goes, This is nothing. I'm like, fuck this shit, man. I am fucking cold.
Kevin's like, my testicles are up near my belly button.
I mean, really? But this is more like fat people weather. It's like the winter time.
Yeah.
It is.
Girl, like, I'm fat.
And you cover up, you know?
Right.
You wear bulky jackets. You look bigger than you are. You look more muscular.
Yeah.
I'm like totally in trouble because I'm going to Miami in a week. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Someone needs a base tan.
I know.
Monica's going to go take her clothes off on that beach. It looks like someone threw a fork in the microwave. Holy shit.
I don't know what that means.
A flash of white fork metal
okay,
in the microwave.
Okay, sorry.
All right. We'll have to work on the imagery here.
It is going to be a pretty pasty mess.
They're like, eclipse, ah!
You're not. You're Dominican compared to me.
No.
I'm like,
are
a
you
fucking
kidding
vampire.
Me?
Are you wow?
You're a little look translucent.
At me. I'm
look
like,
at me.
Hold on a second. Marissa, you're disqualified from this contest. Marissa, excuse me.
Who's the whitest here?
Well, don't fight, you guys.
Me? Look, I'm the whitest.
Wait, we all win.
I'm the only here.
For some reason, your arm is whiter than the rest of you.
Well, first of all, it's not as hairy.
And it's also definitely not as hairy.
Right.
Someone in my family fucked a monkey.
It's actually, it's usually as hairy as yours, but, you know.
Yeah,
Alan looks like, with the hair, like Teen Wolf. I'm talking the first one, not the Jason Bateman one, of course.
Yeah, I wouldn't
he's
need
a
much for costume.
Bear
yeah. I want a keg of beer. Classic fucking film, by the way. I mean, so
do you shave your balls?
I do shave my balls.
Yeah. And do you
that makes two of us.
I stopped manscaping. It's just, I don't
completely?
I don't have that kind of time. Yeah. Like, you know, my back and, like, my balls. That's it.
Okay.
And my dick. That's a day where I'm just like, all right, I can't be in a rush.
No.
Set aside, get a bit of time. You
do in the shower. It's a lot easier. That's where I do
all
the
shower,
shave
really?
Your balls.
Oh, yeah.
How do you shave your balls?
Carefully.
I do it,
I know,
yeah,
right?
Slowly. Yeah.
It's
tough.
Be.
I have a lot. It sucks. I have so much hair down there. It's the most annoying thing.
I like miss spots on my knees. I don't know how y'all do it on your ball sash.
No, you're like a 16-year-old kid who's going to patch a hair in his face,
yeah,
trying to grow it out. Like, look at me, I'm an adult.
It's blonde. It sucks. I'm hairy, but it's blonde. So, like, at first I can't see it. And then I'm like, ah, motherfucker.
That doesn't count.
No.
Blonde hair is like, that's not a
problem. If you're an Italian chick, that would be a problem.
Yeah
you know what?
It looks like you just came out of a chimney.
You say that, and then.
Well.
And then you're like, wow, am I in bed with a man? Those legs are something. Fierce.
It's not easy. The balls are the trickiest. The shaft, because
yeah.
I have hair in my shaft.
I do too.
So that's, you know, that's
we just like to jump right in, folks, okay? So if you thought we were going to ease you in and we were going to start at the shallow end of the pool, you don't know us at all.
I try to fuck on the day that I shave.
But you gotta be careful. Hold on. It can get a little, like, tingly.
Yeah,
I know.
And, like, I grow back, like you said, I'm totally like Teen Wolf. So that's like a short window before it starts growing back. I'm like, I shaved. All right, better hurry up and start fucking, you know?
It's like you shave in the bathroom before you go out and drop fucking trowel.
No, wait.
Before it grows out, like, simultaneously.
Why do you shave? your balls?
Because the hair gets in the way of the sensation.
Mm. Okay.
And it's just...
Because some people do...
And for blowjobs, it's annoying to the woman.
How hairy are you?
It gets really hairy. Yeah, if I let it go, it'll look like a Hasidic group down there.
Do you pluck the hairs on your shaft if they're higher up?
I don't pluck.
I do.
Jesus. Dude, that's rough. I had laser hair removal down there.
On your fucking nuts.
On your nuts?
You had See, that's... How could you put a laser near your balls?
I want it done.
Because he doesn't want children.
I mean, really.
He's like, whatever.
Yeah. He's like, I'm Russian. This is like Chernobyl for us, all right?
It will fix the Chernobyl.
You're right. It'll undo the damages. This is nothing, okay? This is Walken Park. Yeah. Sorry for my horrible Russian accent.
No, mine is probably worse. Yeah, it's... I went for laser hair removal, and... I was such a dope. I fell for I've been a salesman most of my life, and I always fall for salespeople. You know? I fall for their bullshit. And the laser hair thing, for me, it didn't work.
Is it a Groupon?
No.
Holy shit!
Why didn't it work?
I'm like, my hair is, you know,
it's super powerful.
it's invincible.
How many sessions did you have to go for?
I went for a lot. And it did almost nothing.
Was that excruciatingly painful there?
Especially on my dick, yeah.
Right?
They're shooting a laser on my dick. Yeah. It was horrible.
I can't do it.
But also,
I have blonde hair.
Yeah. Oh, really? They can't do it.
It doesn't pick up. You have to have color.
Yeah.
When I quit my last job, I was taking a girl I was going to cover for me. And this girl, I guess she immediately trusted me because she was like, oh, look, right there. That's the place where I get my cooch hair lasered off. I got a Groupon for it. I'm like, I just known this chick for 3 hours. And she's like, that's where I get my pussy lasered. I'm like, holy shit.
Great.
I'm like, well, Groupon. Good to see that.
Groupon now, it's not like a cheapy thing. Like, it's almost like you're stupid if you're paying full price.
All right. Now, this is a fucking, this is an interesting topic because a lot of opinions have been spelled out about it. Is it faux pas to bring a Groupon when you're taking a girl out to dinner?
On the first date, yes.
Or any date for that. Okay.
No, on the first date.
I think that once you guys have been established, you're dating and stuff, then I feel like, okay, at least he's responsible with money, because otherwise you're just I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I use it for everything. Even if I'm going on vacation, I'll get dinners or spas or whatever.
I have too, yeah.
You know, but if it's a first date, then I'm okay, what are you doing? But, if you guys have been dating for a while, then I'm fine with it.
Okay. And you can even bring it up, oh, hey, I just saw a Groupon for a restaurant I wanted to try. Yeah. Would you be willing, would you come with me or whatever? Then you already know, so it doesn't look so weird when you, take out the Groupon.
And I'm a cheap fuck anyway, because, I took my boyfriend, I really am.
Self-proclaimed.
I'm self-proclaimed cheap fuck. I took my boyfriend out on a date for his birthday, ex-boyfriend, and... he wanted to go, ice skating, so, I got the Groupon for, the dinner and, the ice skating at Rockefeller Plaza.
Woman rink?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I was just okay, I'm taking you out for your birthday. By the way, it's a Groupon. You need to order from that menu, and, order from this list.
Price fix menu? It's not a happy birthday. This is a sad birthday.
I mean, yeah, with a lot of stuff, you feel silly paying full price.
Yeah.
And the laser, I was talking to a coworker who got she got a laser thing, and she said it was several hundreds of dollars, not several, it was a couple hundred dollars versus several hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just why wouldn't I? And I think in New York it works well because there's such competition that, they have to do it, and it's not indicative of how shitty a place it is, or it's not some butcher store in the back that
there's some bottle great laser places that you can get Groupons for. I mean, I don't have dental with my dental coverage. My dental coverage is Groupon. I haven't been to the same dentist twice.
I was just going
to
say.
The other thing is you can do that in New York because some of the places, I did it for Botox. No, but it says for first time, but New York is huge. So you're just
there's hundreds of dentists. I don't need to see
I'll go down the block with another Groupon.
I'll be 60 before I run out of doctor. And dentists, actually.
Well, it's funny. You have good stories about Groupon. I've got a shitty story about Groupon. So I saw a Groupon for a club. Okay, bottle service. I'm like, fuck it. Can't go. I don't do bottle service. I mean, when I do go to Vegas, I do. My buddy lives out there and he knows people. So I do it there. But all right. So it was $150 for two or three bottles. I'm like, fucking steal.
Yeah.
We get there, we have three bottles, and I was drunk, but the girl asked me, "Do you want your cupcake tower?" I'm like, "Cupcake tower? I don't. First of all, I don't eat cupcakes. I hate fucking cake. I never had cake as a kid. I still don't eat cake. But
that's
I'm like,
why
no.
You're so angry.
We're drinking. Stop it. I get munchkins or brownies for my birthday, you bitch. So I'm like, no cupcake tower. If it's part of the Groupon, I don't fucking want it. We're drinking. We're have Kettle One. Who wants cupcakes? So they bring you the fucking bill and they bang you for tax. Okay, that's normal when you do a Groupon. Like service charge, tip included, the fucking second bill came to like $300. And I'm
like, my dick didn't even get sucked.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, well, I'm married. I can't have that unless I go home and my dick sucked. Ha, ha. So then they get you when you're annihilated. I'm like, yeah. So I got home the next day with my wallet. I kept the receipt for some dumb reason. No guy ever keeps receipts, ever, unless you're expensing shit for work. So I go back. I'm like, what the fuck? $300? And I had the guy, his email address, because I was setting it up like, oh, I'm going to come in on Saturday and, you know, back and forth. I'm like, dude, I got a fucking receipt for $300. Now, the tip and the tax, I'm cool with that. That's fine. But you billed me for a fucking cupcake tower that, A, I would never get, and B, I don't want.
Oh, they billed you.
Yeah, they did. And then other bullshit. I'm like, I'm not paying this. And he goes, oh, give me your receipt number. I gave him the receipt number, and he never followed up. I followed up with like three different emails. So what I did was I decided to take to the fucking internet, like an adult does. And blow them up on Twitter, TripAdvisor, Yelp, everything. And it's so funny. If I would have done my fucking homework before buying that Groupon, I would have seen 25 other reviews saying the same exact goddamn thing.
Yeah,
like, these guys are fucking the scammers. I'm like,
so
all right.
We have it cheap fuck and we have Nangry fuck. What kind of fuck do you want to be? And a hairy fuck.
I'm like, I'm really a hairy fuck. Except on shaving day.
Shaving day. Is that like in the calendar? Do you guys like sync up cycle and stuff and make sure, like, you know, she doesn't have her period? You don't want to waste shaving day.
I base it on, do you know, remember those little magnetic feeling guys where you take like the fillings and you drag it on the guy's face? Like when it looks that's when I start time to take care of business.
I'm telling you, I'm with an older guy and I love it. I just don't even fucking care anymore.
What do you love about it?
Because he's fine with fur. He likes it. He like.
No, I'm fine with it. I'm saying like down. Oh, with you being
straight.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
It's just nice. I like to shave. Mm. But it's nice to like not feel like
you have
to, and to know that if I don't, it's actually like. And then he's like, oh!
It's like it's Christmas morning. Oh, the Care Bear's down there.
You don't even trim or anything? Or like, do you keep it like a little groomed when you let it grow out?
When I let it, if I just let it grow, no. And it's blonde.
It looks like she has Abraham Lincoln's sideburns on the side of her legs.
No. It's not. I mean, like, I'm definitely not. I have to tell you, though, like, I don't think it's attractive when people are, like, sparse pubic hair either, because that's a little creepy, because it's almost like a comb-over on a guy, where you're just like, look, either have it or don't, like, you know, but, or, like, I've heard, not all Asian girls, maybe, but guys have told me they have long, like, long pubic hair. I don't know
Asian
about
girls?
That.
I have never had sex with an Asian girl.
I've been with Asian girls, but I've never seen them have long pubes.
Oh,
they're usually, they usually shave completely.
Yeah, but well, anyhow, it doesn't matter. I don't know either.
And how is your pubic situation, Marissa?
What was the safe word again?
Shaft shaving.
I believe your choice was uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I usually am either trim or bald. That's about it.
Oh, good for you.
I don't know, because otherwise it's like we got like a 1970s. Exploitation situation
where the panties are puffy.
Yeah.
She's got Pam.
I would say when the panties are puffy.
It's just like
she's got Pam Greer in a leg lock down there. That's a bad idea.
It's got like an afro puff in my panties. That's never a good look. Never a good look.
I shave like above it too.
I do too.
I like the sensation. I'm
right.
Like I can't feel when there's hair. So like it's weird because. Why am I going into detail about this with you?
I don't know, but it's fascinating. I love hearing.
By the way, this is something I'm not even kidding you. Like for three or four podcasts in a row, Monica's pubic hair has come up in conversation.
Really?
No, it started with. Well, first of all, you went and opened the bathroom door on one of our guests.
I did,
and she was telling you how she had found gray pubic hair.
Yes,
it always starts with other.
Yeah,
pubic hair.
No, I shave like right above too,
mm-hmm.
so
too,
I can
yeah.
feel it like when
yeah,
you're having sex.
Oh, yeah, oh yeah.
But then like the rest of me from like the waist up is just like a hair sweater. It looks ridiculous.
Really?
I tried like with the laser stuff. I went for everything, right? I went for like the chest and the back, the ass and the dick. And I remember when they...
Was it a Russian? Did you hear them say, like, oh, this guy, we're going to get a lot of money out of this guy?
They saw me coming. They saw, like, I was hairy and desperate and tired. They were just like, no, it's going to be easy. She showed up a little cleavage. She's like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. You should totally
you're
laser
beaten,
your dick.
You're
yeah,
forlorn. You're hairy.
Yeah. Been beaten
giving
by
up on life.
Yeah. I want to date Norwegians, you know? So she's like, because they hadn't done anyone's dick before. It was their first, you know,
you were their first
penis.
Dick.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
did she wax the shaft?
Well, no.
No,
okay. Well, this is what you do. You have to shave beforehand.
Right.
And then you come in. And I didn't realize that after, like I talked about, like you leave some time for that.
Yeah.
I read the fine print when I had to like be there like in like 30 minutes. I'm like, holy fuck, I better hurry up and shave. And I was high too at the time. So
that's a
that is a
that's
lethal
insane.
Combination.
So lethal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
never
shave
high in a rush.
Shave your shaft high.
Sober up.
Preferably on LSD. That'll go well. You'll get circumcised again.
Yeah, so I fucked myself up really bad that day. The funny part, I remember like I had fun when she was like, tell me, you have to like draw me exactly where it is.
Show like, point on the doll where he touched it.
This
touched
is like,
it.
For it.
Where does the bad man grow the hair?
Yeah, she didn't want me to win.
He's like, where is the Babadook now?
She didn't want me to whip it out. She wanted me to like draw her a picture. And on the picture, show her like where the hair is growing. So I'd like draw a picture of my dick. She gave me a piece of paper and draw a picture of my dick.
You're like, do you have legal size paper?
Yeah, so it was so funny because I started off drawing like what it really is. I'm like, why am I drawing it like true to life? Let me draw it fucking huge for some reason.
So he drops his arm and traces it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did. I used like the whole paper, like it was 8.5 by 11. I drew like this huge cock. I started drawing veins. She's like, I need
artist representation.
Yeah,
like, to scale, to scale.
Now I can really get blood flow going.
At the very tip, he drew a smiley face where his dickhead is. Just see if you paying attention.
I thought it was Van Gogh for a second. So,
this is going on the fridge.
Yeah. So I was trying to paint like a Sistine Chapel dick or something. So then I draw it, and it was like, you know, this huge cock and everything. And then she's like, oh, okay, all right. And and then when you go there, so you have to shave yourself and everything. And I was like all like you know, I had razor cuts. Yeah. I looked like I was just
like fucking Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, it looked like I was like wrestling with like Wolverine or something. You know? So I'm bleeding really bad. Yeah, and then. They didn't tell the girl that she had to do my dick, you know. So she showed up and she's like, "What are you here for?" And as she's talking to me, I'm like bleeding profusely and I'm stoned, and you know I'm naked too. It was just.
it sounds like you're describing a Tarantino plot.
It was really bad.
Where's the briefcase?
When she got when she realized that she had to do my dick and I'm stoned and I'm bleeding, she's like, I didn't sign up for this. And she left. She's like, I can't do this.
Literally?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I had to come back.
Please touch my
dick. All right. You don't have to wax it. Just jerk me off. Just jerk me off.
Tickle my balls. Just tickle my balls. So then I came back. And then they found a girl who was willing to do it. And so what they do, you know,
there's always one.
They squirt this gel on you.
Uh-huh.
Did you know about this laser hair?
No.
They squirt a gel on you.
Was it like the ultrasound gel?
Like, yeah, it's yeah. Almost like the ultrasound. I guess. Like,
so it doesn't
gel.
Burn your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had to squirt this on my dick and
it got hard.
I got a huge hard on. I got like a monster hard on. And like
did she hold the piece of paper like
on. It was
not even there yet
in my head. I was actually like I'm trying to live up to the paper. Try you won't but try.
I don't see the smiley face part. Where is that?
All right, I'm gonna confess something really creepy. I knew that she would look, you know, they'd be lasering my dick, and I was worried about how it would look. So when she left, I tried chubbing up really fast.
Oh yeah, of course,
I knew, like, I didn't know. I know in the cold it shrinks, but like under a laser, I'm like, it's gonna fucking run and hide.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna
were
be
you
terrible.
Laying there like Connery and Goldfinger, like, do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. With the fucking laser, with the laser at your dick.
I really was thinking that scene. Yes.
Called it. Operation Grand Slam.
I really felt like a Bond villain captured me, you know?
So,
You did this to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny. And then like, she, you know, the girl's like doing the, you know, so she puts the gel on it, which makes it even like harder. And she's, I can tell, like a little freaked out. And then she's shooting the laser and it's getting harder from the laser. And she's just like doesn't see them. She's like, what the fuck, you know? And the next time I came in, they told me, like, listen, we heard about the incident. I'm like, what incident? It's like, you know, like something happened.
It moved.
Yeah. And like, that normally doesn't happen considering that, you know, it's supposed to be very painful. And they looked at me like I'm some sort of freak.
Yeah, you were some like S&M kind of dude, like, ah, I'm not here to get shit. I'm just going to get hard from the fucking laser.
You're like, was it the ball gag? Was it the ball gag that was the problem?
Slap me in the face
and call me
Shirley.
Slap me in the face, call
me Shirley. Listen, I just want to come here. I just want my cock. I just want my cock lasered, but can you do me another favor? Just put these nipple clamps on while you're at it, Joe. Put these clamps on while you laser my nutsack.
Do you mind if I wear a mask or anything? Would that be weird?
Now, how much
did
you have to tip?
Can you wear a mask?
Yeah. Can you also pour hot sauce into my urethra? That's all I want to know. That's under $20. I got it covered.
You take diaper off.
I'll pay extra. Whatever you want.
Oh, shit.
That's got prank show quality written all over it.
You totally win the laser story.
The laser story, really? So then it got into an awkward place where I was like, explaining myself and being like, you know, it's not my fault. You applied lotion with your little popsicle stick. Like, what? Like, what are you talking about, man?
My dick usually gets lotion when
my dick is trained.
It's like Pavlov's dog, right?
Yeah, you give me lotion, it perks up, you know? You want to see what's happening. So then,
the lotion.
So their solution was to get, now they had to get another girl.
No, they probably got a dude instead.
Yeah, no, dudes that weren't there.
Oh, thank God. Because they're like, all right, you know what, I'm going to take my business somewhere else. Fuck you guys.
Who's the ugliest girl who works here?
I'm responsible.
Bertha, get over here.
I'm responsible for a very high turnover rate at American Laser Center.
Listen, are you're above a five? We can't hire you. All right? You need fours and below.
Fours and below. So
we got this guy.
So then so then their solution was to give me two girls because like, they felt like you need like, a chaperone.
Yeah.
And they're two hot girls. And now I'm just like, all right, don't get hard.
Of course you're getting hard.
And of course I'm getting hard. And then something like another weird, they wear scrubs, like they're nurses.
Even better.
They're fucking not. They're just like, they take a gun and shoot, you know, I don't know what the medical thing is, but they want to make people feel more comfortable. So the girl's wearing scrubs, she's kind of hot. I'm like, I'm on the table, on my stomach, and I have my hands on the corners of the table, and she, tell me what you think of this, right?
I love it.
her vag, right?
Yeah.
She started, like, when she was, like, doing the laser on me, she was, like, leaning over and pressing her vag against my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fucking come on sign.
That's a come on.
Right.
You know, in scrubs with no underwear, which I could tell, and, by the way, you talk about letting it grow. She let it grow out a little bit. That's how much she's pressing against me.
The moose knuckles still couldn't stop the force of hair, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then I was wondering, like, why don't you get, you're at the laser center. Why don't you get this done? You can't even ask for your own product. What am I doing? I'm getting my crotches on. You can't even do yours.
You should have pulled a shoe. Like, you don't trust your product? I'm getting the fuck out of here, too.
Oh,
that's
funny. They don't know what they're doing here.
Oh, that's fucking rich.
Yeah.
That's always weird. I don't know.
But you would know.
You
would know if your vagina's pressing against
your hand. But here's the thing. Okay.
Would you know?
I would know.
You would know, right?
I would know, yeah.
You're aware of your vaginal location?
Well,
right?
I'm going to play devil's advocate because you may not realize it if you really are preoccupied with actually not fucking up somebody's body with a laser. No, it's true.
I'm not buying it.
I know if my dick is rubbing up against anything.
I wear super...
But it's different because it's like, it's not as sensitive as your dick. So like, I could like, if I'm not paying, like if I'm paying extreme attention to something, like I may not realize that like my tit is on something. I may not initially realize like, oh, that's not appropriate, you know, like. I don't know that it's definitely a come on. Maybe it was. I'm not saying it wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it's not. You guys, like, it's honed for touch. Like, you know, a strong wind can get you a little bit of a chubby.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. My vagina is not that sensitive.
No,
you know?
But I would know if I'm, like, if I feel it, like, leaning against something, though. And I definitely think that if I had, like, some, like, weird guy that I'm, like, lasering his penis, like, I would know that
weird guy,
just,
thank you.
Like, I'm not saying. I've had that, like, that's why I had a guy, because I usually don't care if it's a guy or a girl who does a massage, but, like, I went to this place, and it was a younger guy, and it was fine, but then, like, he grazed my arm with his junk.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't seem totally flaccid, and then I was like, this is not
cool.
I've
definitely had that. Was he
semi or half-mast or three-quarters?
Were you
creeped
sure.
out? Oh, he was Asian?
I mean...
So you couldn't tell? What are you saying?
Wait, is that a pack of gum?
Was I creeped out?
No.
I'm old, so I don't get creeped out by that stuff. I'm like, oh, bless his heart.
That's a southern way of saying fuck you.
Mama still got it.
Have you ever been turned on by massage?
No.
Have you ever been turned on by massage?
Not a professional massage.
Not exactly. If you know, I had women or my wife or someone else, yeah, of course. But if I got a regular massage place, spa, never. Never.
I have a bad back.
Massage me though, and like it was like I had this one guy and he was like this muscular guy and I was like, But, like, I definitely got, like, turned on like that. But I've had a bad experience with, like, I've had, you know, feeling a chubby, like, kind of, like, on my arm or something when they're leaning over. And then I've also had an experience where, like, he was kind of, like, out of breath. And he was, like, panting. And, like, he's, like, like, while he's massaging. And I'm, like, face down, just, like, don't look up. Just don't look up. And then I definitely felt, like, something, like, I guess it was supposed to be lotion touching my back. And I'm like, I can't look up to feel this because it's warm. And it doesn't feel like lotion.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah. And I was
Really?
It was like one of those, like, where you're just like,
was it
paralyzed.
Sticky after and got cold really fast?
Yeah.
And you think he put his cum on you?
I really think so. I really do.
Or sneezed.
No, I would have heard a sneeze. Like, I definitely would have heard a sneeze. But, like, it was just, like, he was so out of breath. And, like, I'm just like, oh. And I just felt, like, sticky.
So you think he was jerking it?
I really kind of think he was. Wow. And I just was, like, so, like, just paralyzed with the idea. If I put my face up and I turn around and this guy has his hand in his cock. Like, I'm just like... What am I going to do? Like, because it's just like...
Because you're so vulnerable.
Yeah,
because
I'm
so
just like...
You know what the image in your mind for the rest of your life is? Every time you wake up, you'll see like a fucking dick like spurting on you. You're like, ah! And you wake up in a cold sweat.
Yeah, and I had to tip for it. And I was just like, oh my God. So like, I've had like kind of like bad experience with that too.
But wait a minute. What kind of... This guy, you said this guy is like a muscular dude. Like, I don't know about you.
This is a different
situation. I mean, I've jerked off how many thousands of times? I've never been out of breath from jerking off. I mean, I'm... Have you ever, like,
I'm used to doing it, like, in complete, like, stealth mode.
Yeah, I can sit here quietly and, like, maybe make a face, like, and then I'd be done. Like, I was trying to hold my own throat back in.
Everybody's
I've learned
different.
To come like a ninja. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, with your family. Like, yeah.
Ninja. That's funny. Come, huh?
Okay. I had a weird experience where I went on vacation with, someone... with one of my exes, and I think it was St. Martin.
Been there, nice.
You've been there, right?
Hmm?
So we decided to get massages together, and they recommend this like fancy spa. So we go to the spa, it's like on top of the hill. And as a joke, my ex is like, how would you feel? Like, what would you do if they offered you a happy ending? I'm like, look at this place. This place is like way too posh, you know? There's no way. It's too swanky. And we get there. And of course, like the woman massaging me, puts me in. You know, she asked me. She's like, I couldn't understand. She's like, as she's massaging me, she's like, Finnish. And I'm like, dope. I'm like, what do you want?
No, Norwegian.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That I was like, no, actually, Russian. So like, I'm like, oh, Finnish. And then she's like, yeah. So she starts jerking it because my ex told me, like, you know, it's totally cool if you want to do it, like, go for it. I'm like, all right. Answers, but then like the problem was, I think like it's a poor.
It wasn't a laser.
Yeah,
you can't get hard.
I'm so used to a laser. You know, to this day, I watch Star Wars. And I have to have a napkin. So then, what do you call it?
I salute you.
Yeah, I hear Vader. I'm like, all right, stay down.
There's your heavy breathing.
Yeah. to go. So, but so I think she had must have had multiple jobs because like she had like hands like a rancher or something. You know what I mean?
You're like, oh, I didn't know this like was an exfoliation, leather. Andy. Yeah.
Hurry up and come, I must go milk cow.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. There's like sandpaper.
To build a house.
She's doing a tractor. I'm shaking hands with contractors. Like, I'm like,
sweetheart, this doesn't come off.
This feels like Tony's hand, you know?
She's doing drywall the French side of St. Martin. Yeah. She's mixing concrete down there.
So,
shit.
I think she built the fucking spa, you know? She was plastering the drywall before it came. So then, you know, she's like jerking me. I'm like, she's fucking like.
But wait, is your significant other in there?
No, like, she's in the other room.
Oh, I thought like the whole point of a couple's massage.
We're separate. We're separate.
That'd be funny if you're holding hands with her while you're getting jerked off.
That would turn me on. I'd like that with you.
So we're in a separate room, and she got this smoking hot, like supermodel looking masseuse. My masseuse was a little more beach ball esque, you know.
And, she was a builder, not a beauty.
Yeah.
You got Bob the Builder, she got Giselle.
She got Giselle, yeah. really. Those are her proportions. So she's like, you know, starts jerking it, and I'm like, I can still come to this. I'm an animal, I can still finish. even though I'm in a lot of pain.
I'm paying for it, I better fucking come.
I'm paying for it. You know, I'm in a lot of pain. I'll get through this, I'll make it happen. And then, out of nowhere, she, like, goes to my nipple and fucking twists it.
Oh my god.
Like, I didn't ask for it. She just fucking went for my nipple and just went,
crank. You can't do that because you don't know. Nipple. Some people like that. Some people don't.
Like, that's not part of my finish.
And then you blast it all over her fucking arm.
What?
And then you blast it all over her arm.
No.
You're like, where's Marissa? I gotta come on.
That was like gonna speed me up, you know? So then
she had a house to build. Come on, Finn. Hurry
then
up.
I heard her heavy breathing and something sticky. I'm like, why is this guy in here?
Turns out she had a
dick. Like, don't look back. Don't look back.
And then she knows she's licking her fingers ready to jam them in your fucking asshole when you're looking. Yeah. You'll QB sneak.
QB sneak. QB sneak. That's great. So then she takes the other nipple, does the same thing, right? Now I'm in immense pain. Now I just want to come, just get the fuck out of there. I finally come. She gives me a napkin. And I walk out of the room.
Like, where do you shoot it though? When she jerks you off, do you aim it so you don't blast it on
no,
her?
No, she aimed it.
All right,
she was jerking it, so she aimed it.
She's
know?
Like, all right, a little 5 degrees to the right, and boom! Yeah, oh, yeah, 10
very,
points.
Very
that's
clinical.
The cum corner over there. We'll get that later.
So then, you know, my wife's already been out for a while from her massage. She's relaxing in the jacuzzi.
She didn't finish.
She didn't finish. No.
Which, by the way, is unfair. Like, why can't we? There were some tantrums.
It would have been hot if she. I would have been totally cool with that.
I don't understand why we don't have that on the menu.
There should be.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone.
Because that'll turn into a rape
there
case.
Were, like, there was a guy.
No, you sign a release form. You sign a release form.
Oh, really?
I just finished this really.
Yeah, please go ahead.
So then she's chilling in the jacuzzi, more relaxed than I've ever seen her life. You know, she's like in bliss, right? And I'm coming out of the room, holding on to both nipples, like hobbled over. My dick hurts. My nipples, I think, are bleeding. And she's like, "What the fuck happened to you?" And I'm like, "She finished me." Like,
you do know what happened, Allie, yeah. Right? You know that she later slipped a 50 to that lady and was like, "Yeah, he wanted a fucking handy." The answer was no, no. You say no when she offers you the finish. That was all planned, honey.
It's like twist his nipples so I know that he did it.
Yeah, make that motherfucker pay.
And then you tipped her.
That's
on top
the last
of it.
Time he'll
I
say
had
yes.
A tipper, yeah. I'm a gentleman. I'm a tipper. So we went back a second time. All right, because I wanted the hot supermodel looking girl. Right.
Right.
Did you request her?
What?
Did you request?
I did request her. I told him, like, I heard, you know, you have this amazing masseuse. She's like, I don't know her name, but she's like tall, blonde hair. I'm like, yeah. Don't worry about it. That's like Helga, or whatever. We got you. Come. We get there. I see the, you know, Helga and my my masseuse from before, the purple nurpler, and they're down the hallway and they see us coming back, and the purple nurpler like outraces the Giselle and fucking runs right to me and grabs my arm, brings me back inside, does the same fucking thing.
Oh!
I couldn't feel my nipples for a month.
She knew. She knew she was going to make money off me. She didn't want the girl making her money for
Oh!
Those little legs can move pretty fast.
You ever see fat people run for food? They're like a fucking Usain Bolt.
I was like a buffet for her. You know?
Usain Bolt.
Oh my, that's
a
good,
the QB sneak.
That's a good fucking story. That's a good fucking story.